I returned to my home in New Hampshire. The delusion lasted for only seconds, but it was refuge, a brief retreat to a peaceful corner of my soul. My small, serene town of Berlin nestled there in the cleavage of rolling green mountains. For a moment, I was a junior in high school again, with no plans for college, just a carefree kid who dreamed of flying Army helicopters someday soon. I lay on my back on a large flat rock overlooking a river bend called Emerald Pool. I loved to just close my eyes and feel the sun's rays baking my face. I heard a soft voice. My eyelids fluttered open, and there she was, my high school girlfriend. I felt my chest flutter with the promise of romantic adventure as I raised my hand and she reached out for me. Then suddenly her smile turned into a vicious snarl, her fingers grabbed for my crotch, and she screamed and squeezed with all her might. I was violently snapped back to reality, being carried aloft on the thundering wave from hell. That suffocating rag was wrapped around my head and I couldn't see a thing. The fingers snatching at my genitals belonged to an enraged Somali woman, and her shrieks made my blood run cold as she leaped into the air and dove right onto me, trying to tear the testicles from my body. Someone wrenched her off me, and I heard her wails as she was left behind in the dust without her trophy. I was grateful that I still had my flight trousers on, but I was also pessimistic as a fat caged turkey on the last Wednesday of November. They're going to tear me apart. I was being carted around by a group of crazed gunmen, and we were parading through the streets while bony hands and gnarly switches slapped at my body as if I were a piñata. It was a bizarre, unearthly sensation. I was me, but I wasn't. I was living this, but I couldn't possibly be alive. I was nothing more than a bloody trophy, being displayed with far less dignity than the slaughtered deer I had hunted as a boy. I tried very hard not to groan or cry out. If I behaved like a corpse, maybe it would quell their urge to turn me into one. The stench of smoldering rubber and burning wood seeped into my nostrils, and an image leaped into my mind of a huge iron pot of boiling stew with my own severed head floating amid steaming chunks of camel meat. "For Christ's sake, Durant," I snapped at myself inside my head, "just go with the flow," as if I had a choice.